Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week, the heartbeat that you shared about, you asked the question, how does your heart beat? I liked that.
Is it in rhythm? Is it strong? Is it weak? And it does vary from day to day how our heart beats with God, with each other, with the world, with things. But yeah, it just made me think, how's my heart beating today?
Yeah. You asked the question, or you made a statement, if we are truly Christ followers, then our heart needs to beat one with his. It is his heart that we have in our lives, and it should be, that's what we see in our lives, that it's like we're being Christ to others. I think overall, for the end of this heartbeat, when you were sharing, and we'll go into them a little bit later, the traditional prayers that, you know, St. Patrick had and St. Francis of Assisi, when I think about all of that, really it's about being Christ to others. So us having his heart is being Christ to others in our lives.
Because God never just does it for you. He does it for everyone.
Yeah.
He includes you. So how's your heart beating towards him? Because he wants to know, how's it going? How healthy is it? And towards others.
Well, because you made a statement again. You said, we are his gifts to each other in this world. And I thought that was interesting because I think you kind of then moved on to the next point, but it made me actually stop and go, oh, hang on a second. Like, you know, that if we each thought of ourselves
as a gift to,
to others in the world, what would that mean? Would we see ourselves differently? Would we hope to help more people? Because if we're a gift to other people, well, we must have something that we can assist
would
people
with.
Would
we stop and question what is the gift or gifts that we have that are giving it to people? At the moment, there's lots of world championships on soccer. There's, you know, tennis. There's athletics. I'm only thinking of the sport realm at the moment. You know, football, all that sort of thing. And you sometimes think, someone who plays really well at soccer and represents a country, they're bringing their gifts. And it's a different type of gift because it's an athletic gift. It's a physical gift. Whereas other people can have this gift of compassion and of listening to people. You know, some people have this spiritual gift of just the prayer and of even praying for people, and God heeds their prayer and people are healed. But whatever gift you're bringing, it's bringing joy and goodness to the world. You're not keeping it for yourself.
Yeah.
The gift of soccer, you're playing in a team and you're providing not just even your team goodness, but all that follow the team and enjoy watching. The prowess of how you can kick a ball or kick a goal, and people celebrate and they're all cheering. You know, we're actually cheering your gift, but cheering also of what you've just given us in the enjoyment of watching. You know?
Yeah, and when you think of that like that, I think it gives you a new perspective and understanding of how our gifts do bless others. And like you said, that's just a physical gift, let alone other types of gifts that people have.
Get people who can paint. People can write stories and you read them just for enjoyment. It doesn't have to be true stories. It can be non-fiction, fiction and non-fiction. You know, it can be make-believe, say, children's stories, Edith Blyton and, you know, the Brothers Grimm and all of them. When they wrote things, it brought us enjoyment and pleasure. And God wants to know, well, for us to discover what our gifts are and use them, because when we use them, we actually celebrate what God's given us. So use them for ourselves, but use them for others and for his glory.
But then if we then go to our heart, though, which is different again, your focus here was also on, but is our heart like Christ's heart?
Yes.
And is it like that for others? Because Christ had a heart for others consistently. And so you ask us the question, so how healthy am I in my heart?
Yes.
How spiritually healthy am I? And each of us can only answer that for ourselves. And then you shared with us these beautiful prayers that, it's funny, when you shared them, I did know them, but I didn't know that I was going to know them.
Mm.
Like when you shared first off the one from St. Patrick, and he asks for God's protection surrounding him and guiding him. And then when you shared it, I only wrote bits of it, but you said, like, Christ within me, Christ with me, Christ behind me, Christ beside me, Christ to comfort me, Christ to restore me. You just go, oh, wow, you know, really it is, yeah, Christ just everywhere, holy in my life. God is completely, or Christ is completely within my life. And you said, like, these prayers, which I think are great, really do give us the words and remind us to ask for that when we don't have the words. Like, so often I find I don't have the words of what I want to pray to God.
It's the gift of poetry, the gift of song, the gift of the words that's, that God has blessed these people to write helps us and is a gift to us.
Mm. And then you were saying how, like, we want our hearts to be so aligned with Christ so that we even smell of Jesus.
Mm.
And I think you were saying, like, if you, someone who consumes too much garlic can, you know, start to smell a bit like garlic. Now, we don't want to smell like garlic, but just that smell and aroma of Jesus. And it made me think of how there were saints who actually did start to smell like beautiful Padre perfume. Pio,
if you could smell these scent of flowers or roses, you knew that Padre Pio's spirit was present in the room or something. Yes.
Like, that's just amazing. It's funny, when I was at Mass on Saturday, when I went into the church, you could smell what was like this really beautiful smell. And I thought, that's interesting. It's funnily enough, that kind of thought came to me, not about Padre Pio, but about like the beautiful smell. And then later, our parish priest walked past me and he smelled like that. Now, I had a small little giggle to myself because I thought maybe I was just smelling his cologne, you know, like maybe it was nothing.
It couldn't be aftershave or whatever. Yes. Yeah.
But I thought, but if it is, wow, like, you know, our priest is such a saintly person, you know. Now, I agree, it could have just been cologne, but it made me think about how, though, we have saints who did smell amazing, this beautiful perfumery, because of them having, you know, Christ
being
in their
with
heart.
The Lord Christ with them. Yes. Yeah.
So maybe we can check our smell and then we, you know, make a judgment.
Hope mine isn't off.
No. Then you continued with this great prayer from St. Francis of Assisi, and I'll just do bits of it, but make me an instrument of your peace. Where hatred, let me sow love. You know, where there's injury, may there be pardon. If there's doubt, may there be faith. And I didn't know that this is one of those songs that I sing
at
sometimes
mass.
At Mass.
Yes.
But, you know, sometimes when you're singing those songs, you don't realise that, you know, it's a prayer from someone. Or always, like, amazes me when then I discover it in the Bible. I'm like, oh, that's that song. That's actually from Scripture. But, you know, sometimes you don't know that. But when I was actually really thinking about this song, this is the one that I went, wow, this is us being Christ in the world to others. Because one of the sentences, may I not so much seek to be consoled as to console. So essentially we're saying, may I not look for something for myself, but instead may I be the person who's helping others.
Mm.
You know, may I not be the one to be like understood as to understand someone else. So it's not all about me. Hey, this is my point. Let me prove it. It's actually, well, let me hear what you have to say.
Have a servant's heart.
Yeah. You know, like, I don't think I'd understood, and I've sung that many times at Mass. I don't think until, like, you said it in the heartbeat as opposed to, like, just singing the song, I don't think I'd really reflected on what that meant.
Yep.
And that's, again, given me a completely different perspective. And so if we can have Christ in our hearts, then that's when we can be the person to be the one who's understanding, to be the one who's consoling, and to be the one who's loving. And so, again, it just reminds me that some of these traditional prayers, they really can help us in our faith if we, you know, really look into them. So there's lots to meditate on, I think, and go back and look at in our own lives. You know, are we seeing fruit in our life of where Christ is, of how we're helping others? Are we being Christ to others? And so I think the weekly challenge is just a bit of self-reflection for each of us to ask ourselves the question, you know, is my heart beating like Christ would? Which essentially means, is my heart beating for others? So I hope that you've really enjoyed that chat. Maybe it's given you a new perspective on some of the prayers that you may have heard over the years. So thanks for joining us, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.